I know there are quite a lot of services that allow you to upload data on music you're playing. Often you can go and look at what other people are listening to, you can find peers in musical taste, and you can even listen to their music. Now, each of those services has its own way of getting that data from you. This week's app, however, does a terrific job of integrating it all in iTunes. Welcome to the 32nd episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, the podcast where I talk about my love for those cool little apps that are out there. This week's app, I like. Keep in mind, this is an enhanced podcast, meaning that everything I talk about can be seen in the iTunes artwork window. You can click it there as well if there is something I have linked to, and you can check it out on your iPod screen. So, I like. Now, I must confess, this is a bit of a strange application to do a review about because, well, it's more about the whole service around the application, but it's the way they integrated it that I really liked and that made me do a review about this piece of software. So what is it? Well, basically you download iLike, you install it, and immediately you will get a nice visual representation in iTunes itself of the whole application. So that's one thing I really like about this application, that is that it's not a separate application. It's something that integrates into iTunes, and the way it does that is by working like the drawer, you know, that little drawer in your mail app. It's exactly the same kind of drawer here, but it's on the opposite side of your library. And if you want, you can click on the hide tab so that the drawer disappears again. Now, how does it work in practice? Mainly what you do is you go to iLike at www.ilike.com. You make sure you get an account there, you download the client, you install it, and then you just go and play your music. And immediately the iLike client will feed the data of the music that you're playing up to the iLike service. That principle is practically the same with any other service that does something like this. So what's so cool about this specific application? Well, for instance, when I start playing a song, immediately at the top of that drawer, I will see the artwork, the title, and I can give it a quotation there. You know, the thing with the little stars in iTunes where you can say, hey, I really like this song, and you can give it a certain number of stars. Right beneath of that, you have some tabs, and the layout is really cool, really nice done. It's clean also, it's really clean. And there you have related music, friends, and a profile tab. Now, under related music, you will immediately see a list of music that iLike thinks is related to the type of music that you're playing at that moment. So depending on what you're playing, you will get another list there. And this is what I really think is the best. Next to each of those songs in that list, you will see, of course, the title and the artist and the copyright from which provider it is. You will have this little play button. And when you hit that, you will immediately, really immediately hear that song. And then you can also you have this little arrow on the right side next to each song, and that will take you immediately to the iTunes Music Store if that album is available, of course, on the iTunes Music Store, and you can check it out there and buy the whole album if you like. Now, from the related music, of course. And just the simplicity of this idea and the way that it works, just hit a button, boom, it starts playing. Oh, I really like this. Boom, I want to go to the iTunes Music Store. It really is smooth. I didn't even have to think about it. It went just naturally, and somehow it really grabbed my attention. Now, if you look a little bit more down in that related music list, you will find another gray bar saying free music by new artists. Now, what is this? In the list of related music, iLike will also give you another list of kind of related music to the song you're playing at that time, but that music has been given away by the artist. It's free music. So this is the ideal way of getting free music that that fits your taste, or exploring new kinds of music that fits your taste. And that's what I really liked about this also. So for instance, I'm playing a song. Okay, I go to the related music list. Okay, this is cool, this is cool. And then I see, hey, there is free music that fits this type of music, and I can go and listen to it the same way I did with the related music tracks. Just hit the little play button and I hear the music, and if I like it, I can just hit the get free MP3 button underneath of each track, and immediately it starts downloading in that main bar. No extra windows popping up or anything. No, it just starts downloading. At the bottom of that drawer, you see a little status icon, and when you hover over it, it will come up and it will show you the download status, how much of the track has been downloaded. And when it's downloaded, and this is what I like, it's really that fine feeling of detail. When it's downloaded, the status window, the little status bar will go like a thumbs up, so you don't even have to go to that window and see, okay, is that track downloaded or not. No, you will see it by the thumbs up, okay, that track is in, and it puts it in its separate playlist called the iLike Downloads. So up until now, I really had no trouble at all understanding the application, working with the application, and using its features without having an explanation on how I should use those features. Another cool thing about those artists that you see underneath of each track is that when you hit the artist name, you will be redirected to the iLike web page of that artist, and there you will see information on what's the origin of that track, for example, if it came from garageband.com, and then you will get, of course, the CD name, the website of that artist, the biography of that artist, most played songs of that artist, other music and CDs on the provider, for instance, in this case, GarageBand, of that artist, the people who like that artist, the top songs of the artist, the top listeners of that artist. It doesn't end, really. And you get all that information, and you have this red, big, orange bar there also where you can hit I like this artist, and then it will immediately be added to the list of artists that you like in your I like profile. Now, before we go to the online part of I like, I want to continue a little bit more about the application itself. As mentioned, you also have a friends tab. And what does this do? Well, it just shows you all the friends you have in iLike, the people that you have asked to be friends, and you can see what they're up to. You can see what they're listening to. You can hit their name to go to their profile page. You can hit the play button of the song they're listening to, and immediately you'll hear the song too. So it's a great way to get to know new music by means of checking out what other people are listening to. I'll come back to that later, because you can find people who are the same as you when it comes to their musical taste, for instance. The third tab in the iLike interface is your profile tab. Here you will see some information like the number of messages you have. You can go directly to my home, as they call it, or my profile. And this brings me to the iLike web page, the online part of iLike. I'm going to try to explain this as simple and as fast as possible. I don't really spend a lot of time there. I mainly look at the drawer there, the iLike drawer in iTunes, but it's really neat what they have there online too. So what do you have online? Basically, you have your profile page, you have your home, your inbox, your friends, and your profile itself. Now, let's start with your home page. page. Here you will see things like your photograph, so you can add an avatar if you like, your website, you can go to your account settings and stuff like that. You will see your friends here also. You can go to your inbox, and there you get messages of friends because you can send specific songs to your friends. You can recommend music to your friends. So if any of your friends has sent you a message, you will find it there. And at the bottom of that page, you will also see people with similar tastes, and you can just hit their avatars and you will be redirected to their page, and there you can click the big bar there saying, okay, I want to add this person to my friends list, and then you just have to wait until he has responded to your request, of course. From each of the friends, when you go to a friend, you will see all the recent played songs, the most played songs, the songs he liked, his recent play songs, recent additions, his top songs, and his artists. Now, this really is something for people who like to find new music, but it's totally not for people who are very private when it comes to the music they listen to. So I can imagine that certain people go staggering by just thinking about all those people seeing what they are playing when they are playing it. Anyway, what else do you have on your own I Like page? You have your friends page, and that will give you an overview of your friends. You can go there, you can hit the invite more friends, and then you have your own profile page. Here you can see the songs you liked, your recent played songs, your most played songs, and that's interesting also because it gives you an idea of the things you really like. And next to each song, you have this little more or less information about this song icon, and when you hit that, it pops up a bit, and it will give you the artwork of that song. You will be able to immediately see which other people has listened to the song, if there are videos about that song on YouTube. You can hit the I Like button, so it will immediately broadcast that song to all of your friends, and you can type in a little message saying, hey, really check out this song, this is great, and then it will end up in the inbox of their friends, or you can simply send it to one specific friend, for example. The play button is here also, works in the exact same manner. You just hit it and the music starts playing practically immediately. It's really a nice way of going through all of your music and seeing for yourself what your musical taste is like. Next step is the songs I like, and that's the thing I mentioned before. When you want to send out a song, or when you really like a song and you hit the button I like this, then it will pop up here in this list. Your recent plays, that's quite clear on what that is. Your recent additions, your top songs, and your artists. There probably is a lot more to this online service. For instance, you can share your tastes immediately on your MySpace page and stuff like that. You can edit your privacy settings. You can disable your notifications when you receive a private message from another user, or when a friend comments on your profile, or when someone requests to add you as a friend. You can choose whether or not you want email updates, occasional mails. You can block some of your music from showing up. You can block users from sending you messages. You can choose who can see your data. For example, everyone can see it. Only my friends can see it. Only the friends I have invited can see it, or nobody at all. So if you only want to use this way of working to get to know your own musical tastes, but not send out any data whatsoever, you can choose this option too. You can even choose whether or not I Like should display your online status or not. So even for the people who really think, oh man, I don't want my information spread around the net, they still have some options to kind of block giving out all their data. So, check it out. It really is a great application. It's a great service. I know it's a bit strange to be mentioning this in an application review podcast, but the integration was so neat, so well done, that I just had to review this. I have known some other services where the application was separate and stuff like that, and somehow I didn't like it, but iLike really does a great job. I would like to add a developer tip for this application, but to tell you the truth, I really didn't find one. So good on you guys, keep it up. So head over to iLike.com, get the application, get an iLike account, and by all means, invite me. Let's make one big, neat little Mac Apps group of iLike users. My iLike name is NLMA, so we can see and enjoy each other's music. Okay, that's it for this application. As always, you're more than welcome to visit the site. You can leave some comments there at the show notes pages or at the feedback page. Just send me a mail at feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com. Also, if you're a developer and you want to have your application previewed on neatlittlemacapps.com, don't hesitate. Just send it through to feedback@neatlittlemacapps.com and I'll check it out and see whether or not I like it and if I'll review it. As always, you can support this podcast by going to the Neat Little Mac Apps web shop and buy a t-shirt there or a cap, or just tell your friends about it and spread the word in that way. Or you can, of course, always visit the Dig podcast page and you can dig the podcast there as well. Just hit the link in the iTunes artwork window to get there. Music, as always, is provided by the British band Dark Horse. It's the instrumental version, and you can find out more about the band at music.podshow.com. Bye now, and keep loving those apps.
This show is a proud member of the
techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.